Please be seated. Right, I've got some notices for you all. Okay, so the first notice that I have for you is obviously it is now the summer holidays if you work in term time and schools. So it does mean that we will have no J team on for the remainder of July and August, and then we'll start back up at the beginning of September. But there are activity bags at the back. If Pete, you could just point to where they are. Thank you very much. Please make sure that if you would like your children to have one of them, that they can get one. But it is always a joy to have children in the church building and to be with us as we worship as well. My next notice for you is about our pastoral care. So Rose is away at the moment and for the majority of the month. So Pauline at the back is the person to see for any pastoral needs. There has been an email that has gone out as well, so hopefully you'll have got that. Pauline has also informed me today that Phil Cashmore is hopefully coming home today. Please do phone her, but we would probably recommend that you don't just drop by because she's struggling with that at the moment. We've got the car lifts rotor that's been on notices as well. Please speak to Pauline, I'm guessing, because Rose isn't around. If you're free to, if you're able to give lifts to people, then please speak to Pauline about that. What else have we got? Please see Craig if there's any supply needs for the church, or email you. There's an email gone out about that. And last but not least, a message from me, really. If you have a hidden talent, musical talent, I should say, that you have not shared with the church yet, but you would be interested in joining our worship team, then please come and see me. We would love to have you on board joining our team. And I think that's it from me. David is preaching today. Those of you who have a keen eye will notice that he's not actually in the building because unfortunately he has come down with COVID and obviously he wants to keep us all safe. So we do pray that David heals quickly, and obviously I'm sure that affects his work and everything as well. So hopefully he's not got it too bad. But we have come up with a plan. And so we're going to see how it goes, but please do bear with us because obviously it's very different because the person speaking isn't in the building. But hopefully it'll go great. but we're going to start off with a video that he sent for us to watch.
Good morning, everyone, and may I offer my own welcome today, whether you're in the church building or you're on live stream. Now, many apologies that I can't be with you as I would have liked to have been this morning, but unfortunately on Friday I tested positive for COVID for the first time, and so it's probably best that I stay at home and don't give that to all of you today. But I did want to share with you, and I've asked Danielle that she might open the service by reading from that passage in Isaiah. And hopefully by now you will have sung some of those words as well, particularly if perhaps you've been around the church a long time and knew that rather old song. I think that was a really important passage because it's the passage that Jesus selects to highlight what his ministry was going to be all about. And so it's one that we can afford to reflect on often. But the phrase that really jumped out at me from that passage when I read it again recently, in our current context, was this one. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. A garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. Now, I don't think I've got too deeply into despair, but it is possible to feel that life's pretty difficult at the moment. We're living in a cost of living crisis, and we don't really have a prime minister to lead a government to help us through it. Perhaps even more importantly, there's a war going on in Ukraine with dreadful suffering, not only for those people there and the Russians too, caught up when perhaps they don't want to be, but because it's creating a food crisis in Africa, where many, many thousands of people can't afford food to eat and are starving because of it. It's easy to have a spirit of despair. But when we feel that way, we should turn back to God and we should turn back to Scripture and know that the promise is a garment of praise instead of a spirit of despair. That despite all that's going on, there is a bigger picture, one that we're invited to be involved with, and we can be encouraged and strengthened. This morning, I hope that's the case, that you'll be encouraged and strengthened. Coming up after the next song is the sermon. And I make no apology that this is the sermon I delivered 13 months ago, because the passage I had then is exactly the same as the passage I had today. Today, we're in the Fruitfulness on the Frontline series. Then we were in the Talking Jesus series. But I hope you'll see as you watch the video that God has a consistent message to us over many months, that we might be equipped and ready to serve him wherever we are on our front lines. So please will you excuse the badging of the video not being quite right, and for those of you who are there and remember it clearly, I hope this will be useful revision. For those of you who haven't had a chance to see it before, then I hope it comes to you freshly and in a helpful way to move us on as we go ahead into the week ahead. So I hope the rest of the service goes well, and I'm sorry not to be there with you again. Goodbye now.